Common carp are like underwater pigs. They root up aquatic plants. They constantly stir up the mud in the bottom of lakes, making them murky. And in some lakes, common carp make up more than half the total weight of fish. Peter Sorensen is a fisheries professor at the University of Minnesota.
With their habit of rooting in the bottom continuously, night and day, all over the place, they will completely destroy the bottoms of lakes so they become turbid cesspools.
And it ruins the habitat for many birds and fish, too.
The fact is they are doing enormous damage at a level that I don't think people fully appreciate because they're living with us and we don't really know in many cases what these lakes and streams and rivers really should be like and could be like.
Common carp have been in U.S. lakes and ponds for more than a century. They came from Europe and Asia. At the request of new immigrants, the United States government stocked carp in lakes and rivers in the late 1800s. Sorensen says it didn't take long before there were problems.
By the early 1900s, it finally clicked. This was an enormous mistake, and people got busy trying to remove them.
Good records were not kept, and Sorensen says the overall impression is that removal efforts didn't work. Most efforts to control the fish are still unreliable. The fish is very tough. It spawns every year, and females produce nearly 1 million eggs. Fisheries managers try to control the carp the best they know how. Some hire commercial fishermen to net the carp. They also use poison, killing all the carp and all the other fish in the lake, and then start over. Fisheries managers currently use a chemical called rotenone, which they say is non-toxic to humans. Lee Sunmark is with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
If we see that a lake is way out of balance, it might have a lot of carp or it might have a lot of bullheads, and we've tried some biological means of turning that around, we get to a point where we use rotenone to treat it. And we basically clean a lake out, and then we might restock it.
The trouble is sometimes not all the carp die, and just a handful of them can reproduce and dominate that lake within a few years. Peter Sorensen and his team of researchers believe there's a better way. Sorensen says he does not object to rotenone poisoning out of hand, but he says it's expensive and heavy-handed. He and his team have been studying carp-infested lakes for the past 3 years to see if they can come up with some new way to control the fish. On this cold day, the biologists are surgically implanting radio tags in the carp. The scientists will be tracking these fish so they can find weak points in their life cycle. Shemek Beyer and his colleague Mario Travelline are about to operate on a fish they caught.
Well, she will be collecting data that we will then use to remove carp from the lake. She will be our carp spy.
The researchers say if they can figure out the habits and the instincts of the common carp, they'll be able to control them in a way that's both effective and doesn't kill all the other fish in the lake. The study's lead investigator, Sorensen, says this is important work.
This is our first and are still our most damaging invasive fish species. And if we don't do something with this, a species that, like I said, I think we can do something with, I really wonder what hope there is for any of them. This is the one you got to take out.
Sorensen says he hopes to create a model that can be replicated in different parts of the country. If he's successful, the ponds, lakes, and rivers that have been assaulted by carp for the last century might once again be able to host fish and other wildlife that were forced out. For the Environment Report, I'm Joel Grosteven.